Okay. Am Yisrael says, Na seven Nishma. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Amar Rabbi Elazar b'shashek dimu Yisrael nasele Nishma. You guys should all know this. We just did it in our Ein Yaakov class, right? When Am Yisrael said the words Naseh before Nishma, so then a heavenly voice came out and said, Who revealed to my children the secret that this is how my angels, this is the secret my angels use? It says, bless Hashem, angels who are so powerful, who do the will of Hashem, do the order of Hashem, and listen to Him. You see, it says, Osei dvaro, lishma bekol dvaro. First it says, Osei, the angels do, and then lishma, then they listen. So this concept is how angels function. Our limbs do our will. A human being, he wants to stand up. So most of the time he's healthy, he could stand up. He wants to sit down, sits down. You don't spend time when you're healthy, and the average person doesn't have to sit there and say, feet, push me up, propel me upwards. Right? There isn't an order that you tell your body how to function. You will it to happen, and it happens. But you don't have a whole system of punching in commands. That's the angels. They're doing the will of Hashem before they hear it. They're connected to Hashem, so they are just like the limbs of our body function without a direct verbal command. We sense it, we desire it, we do it. So too, our limbs, our body, just like our body, that's how angels function. It's not that Hashem has to call them in and say, Gabriel, I want you to go down and do this. It's sort of, they sense the will of Hashem and it happens on autopilot. And that's how Am Yisrael were at Matan Torah. They said, Naseh v'nishma. They said, we want to be an extension of you, Hashem, that we will sense what you want, even before we learn and understand what you're saying. We want to be so close to you that we will be like the limbs of the body. This is what Hashem wants, so it's natural for us to do it. That was the state they wanted to attain. That's why they were using those terms. Naseh v'nishma. How are you going to do if you didn't hear? Let us be connected to you where it'll be natural for us to do it without before we even hear what and why what you've told us.